This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Who's behind this conspiracy? Once again, ask the question, who has the most to gain? People in high places, their names would astound you. People in low places, concealing their activities. People in all walks of life, left wing and right wing, students and scholars. A conspiracy of such ominous proportion that we will never, never know the whole story.
It's Monday night, and this is the place to be. WOR 710, this is the Taxi Dave Show. We're here live in the Tribeca Studios of iHeartRadio on WOR. We're here in the studio. We have We have John McDonough, a WBII radio host and a cab driver for 35 years. Hey, Johnny.
Great to be in a real studio.
And we have JFK Mike, okay,
yes.
who does a podcast on nyctaxinews.com, and he tells me that he's going to impersonate Dracula in honor of Halloween tonight.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
And then we have Claire. Claire's in the studio tonight.
Hello.
Also behind the glass, Noah's our engineer, and we have some guests back there. We have Sally and we have Kathy. How you doing, ladies? Okay, so we are ready to rock and roll. Last week, we'll get to your emails. Let me give it out right now so you can do what you have to do. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. We will mention your recalls. By the way, if you have a Hyundai or you have a Chrysler, you probably want to listen to that. We'll have some discussion about the Second Avenue subway, the driverless car.
The driverless car sucks.
And, you know, last week we ended on a phone call, this caller, Terry, and I said we'd get to the crux of it. We didn't have time. If you call back, I actually said the crust of it. So, Terry, if you're listening, call back so
Terry,
we can finish the crust.
Terry.
Okay?
Terry.
It's very interesting. It's pouring out. We had some heavy thunderstorms late this afternoon and this evening. I mean, torrential downpours here and there. And my, how do I put this? I finally got a, I'm just going to change gears, okay, because streets are closed. I mean, who goes to a street fair when there's torrential downpours, okay? 46th Street was closed. We were supposed to meet someplace at 46th Street at the Bourbon Street Bar and Grill. They close the street, okay? And the DOT sends out notices, usually in advance, of what streets are going to be closed and when. They're not doing a very good job because they're missing festivals like this. That's Restaurant Row. You have to tell people on a weekend when the street's going to be closed, okay? Now, okay. A few of you who've listened to the show in the past, you know I have a 74 Cadillac, and I had a blowout on one of my tires, which blew my skirt clear across the highway. don't be dirty. And, you know, the skirt on the old cars covers the rear wheel. And what happened was, while I was on the phone trying to get a tow truck or trying to get someone to change the flat, AAA was telling me that they don't know where I am. And I'm saying I'm on the old 17, okay, between Harriman and Tuxedo. And this went on for like 15 minutes until a police car came. And they told me, look, I'm going to get somebody, my supervisor, hold on. If we get disconnected, I will call you back. I want everyone to know that was July 26th, I think. AAA finally called me back. So I'm glad I didn't wait in Tuxedo for them to take care of the service. In fact, not only did they call me back, but they actually sent me a check for $125 for the change of a tire that I was charged back then. Okay? Stop saying David. Okay, I will. Last week, I want to thank the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission, Mira Zoshi, for coming on to the show. We talked about a lot of interesting things. Gentlemen?
No, and I think it was great to have her on the show to answer questions from passengers, but from drivers calling in. Because it's not often you get to speak to the person who's controlling your life.
Ooh.
That's true. Well, wow. here's a email, two emails with reference to the show. One is from Sikau. It says, can you please add a clock down counter link to our hack number? That will make it easy to know how much you've driven and when to stop to avoid a ticket. That has to do with the 12-hour shifts. By the way, the chairwoman did make an announcement last week on the Taxi Dave show that the 12-hour shift will not go into effect on November 1st. Got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Let me just say something about the 12-hour shift. What a lot of people don't understand is the cabbies take this car, they go to work, they have kids in school, they do a lot of stuff on the road that isn't necessarily working. So as far as the people saying, oh, my God, they're working 12 hours, no, they're doing a lot of other things during the course of 12 hours. A lot of these guys take a nap at home, so we're glad that the chairperson is, in fact, going to... Is that boring?
No, no.
Oh, okay. But Dave, does that count for 12 actual hours? If you go off-duty on the meter, does that count the time frame of you being off-duty only when the meter is on?
That's correct. They give you hour increments of time off. For example, let's say you're at the Kennedy lot, JFK, Mike, for 2 hours and 45 minutes... Without a fare since your last fare, you will get 2 hours added to those 12 hours. Okay? If you go home for lunch or you go home and take a nap for an hour and a half, you will get an hour added to those 12 hours. That's the way it works.
I've got to tell you something.
But does the meter have to be off duty?
No, it doesn't have to be off duty. It just does not have to be engaged. It's in between fares.
Yeah.
Capiche?
We're trying. Well, I just want to say I'm glad she came on the show last week because you are right. She has a lot of power over the taxi industry. It's over 100,000 drivers, and we're just trying to make a living. So sometimes that isn't really possible these days with all the competition. And speaking of competition, I'm getting a little sick and tired of hearing we're encouraging competition when there's supposed to be a cap on street hail medallions. I mean, we don't need competition. It's in the law. We're not supposed to have street hail competition. So it makes me a little nervous when I hear about TLC encouraging competition, where it's written in the city charter, we're not supposed to have competition for street hails.
We're supposed to have exclusivity.
Right.
And that's the thing that made the price of the medallion where it is. And, in fact, here's an email from Gabriel Salem Esquire. Dear Taxi Dave, does anybody care that Uber's main goal is to have a network of self-driving cars? They don't care about our jobs. They are offering incentives, and their business model is not sustainable with their drivers currently. They are bleeding money. Autonomous driving is existential to their business model. They don't care about drivers. Well, okay, let's see. So they don't care about drivers. That's where that one ends. And that's from Gabriel Salem. He says, while self-driving seems like a crazy and far-off thing, if it does happen, wouldn't you expect only yellows to have the right to go up and down the avenue collecting fares? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, right now we have passengerless cars that are going up and down. Never mind driverless. So, I mean, it might be a little bit of a switch. Yeah, we'll have nobody in the car, passengers or drivers.
It's like practice.
Well, speaking of driverless cars, this week the city council actually had a hearing, the first hearing in New York City, on the autonomous car. And some council members, or one council member actually said, you know, we're New York City, basically, to paraphrase, we're the biggest city and the best city in the world. We should be first in setting the example for the rest of the country. Now, I made an interesting observation on the way over here after dinner, guys. 45th Street, we were walking across the street. It was raining out. And in New York City, as all drivers know, people really don't give a hoot if there are cars or not. They want to keep walking. They want to stay dry. So there are cars coming up 8th Avenue wanting to make a left turn on 45th Street. And we're walking and we're walking and we're walking. And the car has its blinker on and the light changes and people are walking. And I just figured out that if it was an autonomous car, that car would probably, instead of making a left turn at 7 o'clock, he would have finished his left turn at about 11:35 p.m.
Right.
And listen, who are passengers going to yell at? There's nobody in the front seat. Like, they would be yelling at us at the light. Come on, go, run them over. Let's go, let's go.
And what happens if they get out of the car?
Well, and there you go right there. But then they probably have their credit card or whatever, and you can cancel it on your phone. But
credit card. You reminded me of something else also. We'll get back to autonomous
the scam
cars.
That's running uptown.
That's right.
Now I'm really scared.
What's been happening more than once is there are drivers who have called me. People call me for all kinds of reasons, and these are green car drivers, okay? Apparently, three men in both cases got into a green car, and at the end of the ride, they gave the guy $20. And they said, you want to make a lot of money? Use this credit card, put a $150 fare on it, and give me the $20 back I just gave you. Think about that, folks. Think about that. Okay? So what does that mean? That means that there's a possibility, there's a group of individuals who are using phony credit cards or real credit cards who have stolen somebody's identity making credit cards. And, you know, I know for me, I mean, the credit card comes in, I check everything. But if this goes on for a month on your credit card, you could have thousands of dollars worth of taxi fares. That never happened.
And people might not know, with the meter, you could put a fare on whatever amount, because that's usually used if you're going to New Jersey or Long Island.
Right.
You can negotiate with the passenger and say, you know, I'm heading out to Long Island, make it $100, and you could put that up on the meter. So you can put that up. They can swipe the card. It goes through. It's approved. And that's it. You give them the $20, and now all of a sudden you have the $100.
Right.
So that's how that scam's going to work.
Well, the other thing with this whole charge credit card thing, I think the taxi commission should start looking a lot deeper at letting the cab drivers be able to get some fares in advance. Like if you have someone going for a $40 or $50 cab ride, why should we be running a bank? I mean, the airplane, the subway, the bus, the limo, everybody gets a chance to get their money up front. And I think the taxi commission should find some way, either with credit card validation or something like that, where at least the cabbie knows he's going to get paid. Because right now, we have more than a few people who are doing the old skip-de-doo on the cab because the meter, you know, runs at a certain rate.
But aren't they somewhat doing that now? Don't you get now, and you see it popping up, this has been prepaid.
Sometimes.
On some of the credit cards right now.
But on the out-of-town job, if it's like a $100 job, I think a lot of people are going to say, well, let me get there first. And then I'll give the guy the $100.
I tell you, I had an out in Long Island. Guy was drunk in the back. This was before credit card, and it was only cash. Get out to the house. He's knocking on the door. The wife comes down. She's screaming and yelling. He's telling her to pay me. And she goes, I'm not paying him. You're out drinking and whoring around the city. Now you want me to pay him?
Right.
So he runs in, gives me a check. I go out, I make out the check for whatever it was, $50. I put it in. It bounced. She canceled it the next day.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So I was out not only the fare, but $35 on the cancellation of the check.
It's disheartening when you pick up people. You know, I remember a snowy Friday. I picked up a fare, 4 o'clock, take me to Brooklyn, Brownsville. On a snowy Friday, I think it took me 2 hours to get there. I have to go into the house and get money. And there it was. Mm-hmm. I end up losing the fare, losing 4 hours. It's a snowstorm. It's so disheartening. You don't feel like driving anymore. Okay, and that used to happen about once every 6 months. Now drivers are telling me it happens once a week to them.
It's happening a lot more, and I think it's such an easy thing to do, especially with the analogy being the airplane. I mean, you go on an airplane to Miami, you're not going to tell the pilot, well, I'm going to pay you when I get to Miami. My brother's standing at the gate. He has the money. No, they want your money up front. So why are we any different than the airplanes?
I was going to ask you to take me to the airport, too.
I've been flying all night. My things are killing me.
So our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Just chime right in, folks. 800-321-0710. The lines are open. Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com.
And I'd just like to say that everybody a very happy Halloween. Be very careful out there, and please respect the cab drivers, and because you don't want to be the guy that sucks, okay? Let me do the sucking for you. I am a vampire. That's what I do.
Dave, you're a historian of radio. Tonight is a historic night in radio. Do you know what it is? October 30th, 1938.
Don't tell me the Martians landed.
You got it, and we're here tonight. After all that time,
we've
landed on Taxi Dave.
By the way,
War
I just
of the
want,
Worlds,
I just
Orson
want everyone to know that there are reports in New Jersey of spaceships that have landed. Okay, if you are taking a cab, do not go to New Jersey. All right, do not go to New Jersey.
That's
if you do, if you do go to New Jersey, roll up your windows. Okay, just to let you know.
Is that in my ears? Is that my imagination? The scary music. reminds me of Transylvania when I was a young boy, running recklessly in the woods.
Here's a great email. Okay, this is great. Dear Taxi Dave, are they, the government, doing to taxi drivers what they did to the Indians? Sold them a piece of land and then took it away.
Ooh.
What an analogy there.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. Thank you, Mr. Simon.
Now is Trump going to build a wall between here and Mars? Is that that's what's going to happen?
Has
no?
His way.
You never know. But
he's going to build a bigger wall, a better wall, the best wall, everybody's wall.
An intergalactic wall. And you heard it here first. Now, the other thing we want to charge for, or ask the taxi commission to do, is these folks at JFK Airport, where can we charge for luggage? Is there a 50-cent trunk charge still?
No. Might have been. I haven't heard any of that.
It used to be
no.
a 50-cent charge,
right.
Big deal, right?
Yeah, but that hasn't been.
They have to allow the cabbie to at least get a couple of bucks from JFK from the deadbeats who are like loading up. I don't know if they have like dead bodies or rocks or what they're bringing into the country, but some of these luggage things, my goodness. Give the guy $5. Let him legally be able to charge $2 a bag for like a huge bag.
Here's an email from Frank about what you're talking about.
Good.
As you're speaking. It used to say on the rate card 50 cents for trunks. Wheelchair cab drivers slave over 6 to 8 bags of luggage all year long at the airports. They should be able to charge a fee for the oversized loads. Psst, 40,000 rides a year with wheelchairs needs the most 1 or 2,000 cabs, not 7,000 cabs. I don't mean to sound like a poppin' taxi passenger. Okay. I'd much rather have PP in the back, peaceful passenger. And that's from Frank. And while we're reading an email from Frank, we have Frank on the line. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
I had to pay my ticket for the bus lane because I was coming from JFK with a flat rate and decided to avoid the traffic jam at 34th and 2nd Avenue. And instead of going to 250 West 34th and 34th, I think I went to 31st. And the judge shows me the video of me not taking the turn. I said, look, there was a big traffic jam. And he said, he listened, and then he said, go to the window.
So let me understand this. For those of you folks who don't know, who don't drive every day in New York City, if you're going up or down the avenues in the right lane, there are bus lanes. And the law says, if you're in the bus lane, you must make the immediate right turn. You must. And what Frank is saying is his passenger was going between 33rd and 34th, so he got in the bus lane, drove past across 34th Street, and dropped his passenger off between 33rd and 34th. Right, Frank? I mean, right? Did we lose Frank?
Right.
Oh, okay. He just dropped.
And he
got a summons. You know, the GPS shows that, yes, he was there. And here's a guy doing his job. A flat rate from JFK is what, $52?
Yeah, plus a little this and all that. Yeah.
Okay. So, hey Frank, I hear that you're back.
Hello.
Just get on the line. So you dropped the fare off between 33rd and 34th on 2nd Avenue, right?
Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear us, Frank?
Frank. Frankie, baby.
Frankie.
Come back to
us,
kid.
Forget it.
Talk to me, Frankie.
Yeah, we have
I would like them to explain the court, because people understand this court in Long Island City, you would have a better hearing at Guantanamo Bay as an Al-Qaeda suspect down in Cuba than you will here in Long Island City. You go in there, and they just stare right through you. What's the offense? Oh, Your Honor, I did that. Guilty. Next. Guilty. I mean, their rate of conviction has to be better than the FBI or anyone else. I mean, it has to be up at least 101%.
They're very consistent.
Yeah, consistent.
Yeah.
Well, put it mildly.
I think this is the thing. I mean, that's the other thing. I wish Dave had like a Jerry Lewis show with like 3 days of radio so we could like vent about everything. But the one thing I was saying with the taxi commission, the administrative law versus the like Supreme Court, or once they get out of these administrative like judge law things. As a layperson, I read the Constitution, I read the Bill of Rights. Somehow, I think the Constitution and the Bill of Rights goes in the garbage outside the door when you go to a taxi commission hearing, which should not be the case. I mean, you shouldn't like usurp those things when you want to go and get a hearing as a cab driver. A perfect example is these phone hearings, where in my opinion, you might have someone with a valid case, but if you have a crank just whining about a cab driver, there's no way to vet this person. You don't know who this person is. They're calling up on the phone and saying the cab driver did something. How is that legal?
For those of you who don't know, if a cab driver is summoned, the Taxi Limousine Commission allows the complainant in order so they don't have to take a day off from work. They will call
like you
the
do.
Complainant.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They will call the complainant, okay, and say, and on the phone. How do you cross-examine somebody on the phone?
I didn't know if the guy doesn't have an axe hanging out of his forehead in a straitjacket.
I actually stood in at a hearing, and this is going back a few years ago under a different administration, and the gentleman who complained was on the phone and going through this whole scenario with the driver and then mentions his mother. And the judge says, what do you mean your mother? Well, my mother was the one who made the complaint. I'm doing it for her. And they still found the driver guilty. The mother never got on the phone.
That's ridiculous.
That's a true story.
Yeah. How is that legal? I mean, just it's beyond me to see how that's legal. But you brought up some good things. John, have you ever gotten in trouble with a passenger?
Well, of course. I mean,
what was your worst case scenario with a passenger? Were you
almost sort of like what Frank was talking about? They wanted me to make a turn somewhere, and there was a traffic agent there, and the traffic agent was waving me off. See, like 34th Street, you're coming down 2nd Avenue, you can't make that right sometimes. And the passenger went absolutely ballistic, almost like encouraging me to run over the traffic agent. Who the F is he to tell me I'm going to 34th Street and up by 5th Avenue? You make that turn. I said, I can't make that turn. The traffic agent will give me a ticket. I don't make that mother. And then he's screaming at me. And then he opens the window and starts screaming at the traffic agent.
Uh-oh.
So now they start going at each other. And, you know, you get into these confrontations based on the decision made by the traffic agent that he doesn't allow any turns, right turns onto 34th.
Hey, man, I got to stand on my feet for 8 hours a day, whether it's cold, whether it's raining out, and I'm going to take my aggression out on somebody. And I don't know if it's a city councilman in a private car, so let me go after the yellow cab driver. I don't think the city councilman drive yellow cabs.
And then they'll tell you, don't worry, I'll take care of that. Yeah, he'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'll take care of it in court. Bob, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi there, Dave.
Okay.
By the way, that thing with the collecting fares, the streetcar companies came up with an answer to that. They had fare boxes, and you had either a thing of pay as you enter, pay as you leave.
What?
You there?
Yeah, we had Cajun food for dinner, actually.
Okay. Not lost.
At the Bourbon Street Bar and Grill on 46th Street. Maddie was a great waitress.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying something about what? Great. Terry, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Dave, yeah, last week you said you were going to get the crux of the problem.
No, I actually said the crust, so let's finish our pizza
crust
and find out what you were talking about.
This is a guy who was reading War and Peace last week.
That's
at the
right.
End of the show.
He told me his grandfather's growing corn in the 1800s.
They were the best of times, and they were the worst of times.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Terry. Terry?
Yes?
Uh-oh. Did I chase Terry away?
Now you've done it. No, you've really done it this time.
Terry was actually bringing up a very, very good point, and it's very similar to, here's a very important email from a Mr. Khan, okay? And I want you to read this. Well, you can't read it. You're listening to the radio. So I want you to hear me read it, okay? Here's the email. Dear Taxi Dave, I bought an independent, accessible medallion from the last TLC auction. More than 30 months have been passed. My investment went to the drain for the cowardice of New York City. Lots of money I am spending for maintenances. I can't get back anything from my investment. If New York City can't do anything to protect medallion owners' investments, then allow all apps-based vehicles for street hail pickups and send all medallions to the museum. Sincerely, Abdul Assad Khan. Here's a gentleman who paid over $900,000 to New York City for an accessible medallion. And, you know, he sent other emails that, you know, there's all this unfair competition, all these illegal street hails. You know, why did I pay $900,000 for if the city isn't protecting me? Basically, and I'll paraphrase, you know, as a partner. You know, you bought a medallion. You want the city of New York to be a partner with you. And Terry, if you're listening, please call back. We won't talk. We'll let you talk.
Right.
Okay.
Can I just jump in here? Because I think the other thing that people have to understand is there's the TLC, Joshi, Commissioner Joshi said that, oh, you know, we I think it was a quote in something I read recently that we try and treat all segments of the industry pretty much the same, which should not be the case. I mean, there are different strokes for different folks in this business, and the taxi medallion cab has to do a lot of street hail work. And you just can't, it's not like we sit and wait for calls. There's ins and outs and left turns and right turns. So the fact that we have to do that just every day to make a living, I think you can't have a uniform blanket thing for every segment of the industry where she said it'd be treated the same. It's not the case, especially with we've been granted exclusive right for street hail, and there are some very interesting situations developing where some groups of the business are saying, oh, no, it's not a street hail, it's an app. Wrong. I see people on the street getting into a cab with a phone in their hand. They're not waiting in an office. The car isn't waiting for them. So street hail, by actual definition of the word, is a guy putting his hand in the air and getting a car. That's a cab. That's supposed to be exclusive for us. And I hope this court case gets some traction, because from what I see, there's too much fast and loose stuff going with the regulation.
There's a Bronx Taxi Summit tomorrow. That's right, Halloween, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. If you drive a cab in the Bronx, you should go to 955 Tinton Street. I'm sorry, Tinton Avenue. It's the Southeast Bronx Neighborhood Center at 955 Tinton Avenue in the Bronx. It's the Bronx Taxi Summit. There will be two city council members there, maybe some other politicians, and the flyer says, calling all cabs for a Bronx borough-wide summit of New York City agency resources and services for all black, yellow, green, livery, and black car owners and drivers and their families. Mm-hmm. A Bronx Taxi Summit, if I remember, I'll read more about it later. Terry, you're back on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, let's take Frank. We lost Terry again. Sorry, Terry. This time it was your fault. Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Dave, it's important to for cab drivers to realize when they have a flat rate from JFK to avoid to not avoid bus lanes. If you see a traffic jam on a bus lane, you're going to make a turn. Oh, why try to go somewhere else? You got to take that turn. You got to get into that traffic jam. But the judge is going to show you a video of you not taking that turn and make you pay the full price. Ooh.
That's very
when you
true.
Got a flat rate, you can look to go out of the way. You go miles out of the way to avoid a traffic jam.
So,
but you have
you,
to be very careful in New York City where you're in the bus lanes.
All you unseasoned drivers, all you new drivers, if you're in a bus lane, you must, by law, make the next right turn. Did we lose? You know, I think we're having trouble on our end with the phones here. Everybody's dropping off the phone. We have 74 lines, and 73, they're lit, and then they're off. What's
must
going on here?
What the hell is going on?
It must be Halloween.
We get better phone service in Transylvania, for God's sakes.
All right, when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls. We'll read some more of your emails. We'll talk about the recalls. As I said, if you own a Hyundai or a Chrysler, you're going to want to hear about it. And, hey, we're here with John McDonough from WBAI. We're here with JFK Mike. We're here with Claire. We're here with Sally and Kathy. We have Noah. We have a full house here down at the Tribeca Radio Studios in Lower Manhattan. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Seriously. Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You're invited to a real killer of a house party at the all-new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York. Scream your way through seven blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The Forest of Fear was voted scariest haunt in the state and one of the nation's must-see haunts. The Forest of Fear, Carnival of the Damned, The Slaughterhouse, Morningwood Cemetery, three classic horror movies, and so much more. Get your tickets tonight at theforestoffear.com. Not for children under 12.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all the things we do, one after two, long ago.
Box of Rain. How apropos, a box of rain. Taxi Dave Show is back. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Recalls. You know, do you ever go to the hair salon and then drive in your car? Do you wear a toupee? Do you wear a wig? Do you have extensions? Well, I'll tell you what. Hyundai is recalling certain 2015 and 2016 Sonata hybrid vehicles equipped with a panoramic sunroof option. Due to a bonding issue, the sunroof panel on the affected vehicles may detach while driving.
Oh my goodness.
Hyundai will notify owners and dealers. The recall is expected to begin on December 2nd.
Can you imagine that?
Can you just imagine that? That's amazing. Also, Chrysler 2016 and 2017 Jeep Wranglers. The front impact sensor wiring may be pulled until it detaches before a signal can be received by the ORC. Anyway, the ORC module doesn't receive a signal. Both frontal airbags and the seatbelt pretensioners will not deploy in the event of a crash. The manufacturer has not yet provided a notification schedule. Those two recalls are about 240,000 vehicles. So there you go. If you drive a Hyundai and you have a panoramic sunroof, don't wear your wigs and toupees, and don't go to the salon first.
Oh, God.
But I'm bummed. All right. Let's see. What do we do here? Let's take Terry. And we promise we'll let you speak, Terry.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Hello.
You're live on the show. Go ahead.
I can't hear anything. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know what's going on. Do you hear Noah? Do we have him? Terry, can you hear us? Okay. Folks, obviously, I'm telling people to call in, and they're calling in. Okay, and he's not hearing us, but we'll let you talk. If you call in and Noah says talk, then just talk. We'll let it go like that. So that means the four of us here are going to have to bore you to death. Okay? Now, we have, between John McDonough, JFK Mike, and myself, Taxi Dave, we have over 100 years of experience in the yellow taxi industry. Yes, we're old. Okay?
That's right.
We have over 100 years of experience. So if you have a question, we guarantee we'll answer it. And if we don't know the answer, we'll just make some stuff up about it. So feel free to call us. Okay? Not a problem. We'll let you talk. If you don't hear us, Noah will just tell you, just go ahead, say what you have to say. All right? And we are getting some more emails in. Here we go. I heard your show last week. I commend you on having the TLC commissioner on. It seems the TLC has accepted Uber and their price gouging methods. I guess TLC is okay with it. What a world. It's okay to deceive the public, yet yellow cab drivers have to abide by vigorous rules. The caller that stated Uber can do whatever they want is right. However, there's no plan that makes sense that can bring the value of a medallion higher. The app companies need to disappear for that to happen, and Bloomberg already screwed that up. That's from Taxi Solomon.
And Dave, I particularly wanted to bring up about how the control that the TLC has. I researched that in the federal government in 2007, George W. Bush signed the Honest Leadership and Open Government Act, where no one leaving the government can work or lobby in the industries that they were regulating for at least 2 years. And I think it's outrageous that members of this Taxi and Limousine Commission can rule on the yellow cab industry in favor of Uber, Lyft, Juno, Get. It's endless now, the amount of apps. Leave the TLC and work automatically for one of the apps. There should be what's known as a cooling off period where they can't work for the apps. Because they're ruling on our lives, and I don't want to say it's a conflict of interest, but if they rule in favor of Uber, and then they say, well, I'm out of here, and then they go over there and they get a big fat salary from Uber for a job well done while they're on the TLC. So I think we should have that type of federal regulation on that commission, that they cannot go working for the actual companies that they're regulating.
That's an excellent idea. You know, in all due diligence and transparency, the city of New York does have a rule. You cannot lobby the agency that you work for 1 year. Once you leave that agency, you can work for them. And, you know, you're right, John. You shouldn't be able to work for them, especially if you've been, you know, making decisions or doing working on policy for that same company you're going to be working for. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and that's what's going on right now there. We were talking before when we actually had the real radio show over at Bourbon Street about that TLC members who you have met have went over to some of the apps, and you were talking to them. And, you know, it's such a conflict of interest. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, such is politics in
right.
New York City. Well, I'm afraid to take any callers. Okay? I mean, this is a great show.
Hey, taxi guys.
And I want to thank WOR for not charging me for this week's show because of the technical difficulties. They don't know it yet. And when they hear this, I'm going to get 42 phone calls, I'm sure. This is a very interesting email, and it's from a guy named Murray Zaintz. You have a copy of it, ladies and gentlemen. In the office. He wrote it to Mayor de Blasio, and he also sent it to a number of other officials. And, you know, John, do you want to read it? It's long. You want to read the first paragraph or something?
Yeah, it says, Mayor de Blasio, I'm also sending and addressing this to the TLC commissioner and Governor Cuomo for unwarranted decisions that are made to alter the course of a respected industry in such a catastrophic and harmful way, affecting many people of their livelihoods and future aspirations. Myself and my wife are retired, living on Social Security and income received from the NYC taxi garage, leasing two individual medallions that we have owned for many years. In a short period of time, our income has been reduced by 5 to 6 times, making it extremely difficult to enjoy our remaining years that we have left.
Although we are free and clear of our medallions, monetarily speaking, our lives have become strained. I also speak for the hardworking, proud New York City taxi drivers who own and pay a mortgage on their medallions, and for those who are in foreclosure because their payments cannot be met due to dire circumstance. I also speak for the men who drive for the garages, who try to make an honest living. The taxi industry was once considered a proud and important enterprise, but now it has fallen from the top to the very near bottom. Of course, we all know the reason why. It's because of you and others, Mr. Mayor, allowing Uber, Lyft, etc. to invade our already crowded New York City streets, letting these companies defy our laws, giving them access to our streets without regard for the feeling of our legitimate cab drivers, owners, and taxi garages who employ the drivers who work for them. Because of your decisions,
the value of an individual medallion has gone down about 60%. Income for drivers has decreased as well. Why? Because you have allowed Uber and Family to join the ranks of the legitimate New York City taxicab industry, allowing them to reign free. It's shameful and disgraceful. Unfortunately, I have nothing but contempt for the present state of affairs that you once helped create. It is still not too late. Mr. Mayor de Blasio, do the right thing for our New York City taxi cab industry. Get Uber and company off our city streets before we ourselves go under. Please. And that was a letter from Murray Zanks.
If he spent as much time worrying about yellow cabs as he does about the horses in Central Park, we'd be a lot better off here in the city.
Here, here. Here, here. Well, I just want to say that the gentleman has a very good point, because I know a lot of taxi medallion owners who have look at this as a retirement money. Once they drove a cab, they could rent out the medallion. And now, over and over again, they get these letters saying that they just the money isn't there to rent out the medallion that they originally had given to the garages or the brokers in the beginning. So at what point does the city jump in and say, okay, that's enough. We have way too many cars on the street, and we have to help the existing yellow cab iconic industry and their drivers make a living. I have it's a free-for-all out there, which is why the Hatch Act was started initially in 1937 in the first place. So we have to get back to the garden, as they say, on this issue.
Here's an email. Hello, Taxi Dave. Does this mayor and DOT commission have any idea what's going on in New York City streets? We have 60,000 more cars between Uber, Lyft, and Via, and nobody can move on the New York City streets because of the bike lanes and through streets and the stupidity of the New York City Department of Transportation. And that's from Mayor de Blasio? No, that's from Charbel. Okay, thank you, Charbel. And I want everyone to know I've just been informed they fixed the problem. WOR, you can only discount me 75%. The phone problem is fixed, so you folks can call in again. Here's a question for everybody here from Tommy. Is there a 24-hour meter shop to fix the meter if it's broken? I know CMT and Verifone is 24 hours for the GPS, but I don't know any meter shops open 24 hours or open on weekend if my meter freezes or the chip inside burns out. That's from Tommy. Not only that, but I've gotten two complaints from accessible drivers, two different complaints that said when they have a separate computer or screen, when that goes down, it shuts off the actual meter. And if it happens on a Friday, late Friday, they're out of business until Monday. Guys, do you know of any meter shops open 24 hours?
I work out of a garage, so I wouldn't know anything about the maintenance of the car. I just go in, take it, and it's funny, if there's something wrong with the meter, I bring it in, I get another car.
We'll have that next week. I will definitely make it a point to get that information next week to find out where you can get your cab fixed 24 hours, because I think Verifone, is it Verifone or the Metro Shop or something? I think they have a 24-hour facility.
They're open. Well, yeah, I don't think the meter shop is. I think it's for the card swipe. But maybe I'm wrong.
We'll check it out.
Question. The writer, Tommy, is saying he knows Verifone is open and CMT is open, but the meter shop itself, if it freezes.
We will check that out.
Okay, good. We'll check it out. An email from Abe Middleman. Sorry I couldn't make the party at the radio station tonight, but I'm always listening in Florida. Thank you, Abe. And by the way, Abe is a retired taxi driver. He is the guy who put together a website called nyctaxinews.com. Everything you wanted to know about taxi industry. In fact, you can listen to some of our past shows. You can read the Taxi Insider newspaper, all on his website at nyctaxinews.com.
Go, Abe.
Okay. And just real quick, the Taxi Insider newspaper is coming out this week.
This week?
So
this
if Friday. Anybody wants to put an ad in the paper, it's the last minute, but you heard the hot scoop right here. How do they put an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper? What do they call?
They call 718-706-TAXI.
That number?
718-706-TAXI-8294. Actually, for as little as $100, you can get a nice rectangular ad. You know, if you're looking for drivers, if you're looking to lease a medallion, if you're looking for Utopia, whatever you're looking for.
Dave, you have to be the last taxi paper boy in the city. I mean, you're at LaGuardia, you're at Kennedy, you're at all the garages, bouncing around the whole city. You are truly a do-it-yourself paper guy.
I'm a trumpernick. My mother says I bounce around a lot.
Yeah. Well, that has to be tough.
You know what? I enjoy it. My father always taught me, never forget where you came from. And I drove a taxi when I went to college. I ended up dropping out of college and driving a taxi full-time.
How do you get your news? How do you get information? You listen to the guys at the airport. I got a call this week. Oh, I hear no one has to buy accessibles anymore. I said, where'd you hear it? They told me at the airport. You know what? If they listened to the radio show and they heard the chairwoman, if they read the newspaper, they'd know it's all nonsense. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got to... People need a place not only to get news from, but also a place to vent. The most enjoyable part of the newspaper I hear from drivers is reading letters from other drivers. So send me emails. I'll print them in the newspaper. I'll read them on the radio show. I think you've heard some compelling stuff. I mean, here's another email that came in. It makes for an interesting thought experiment. I think most people in this case could clearly see that yellow cabs right to a street hail would be infringed upon if robots were driving Ubers. Okay? In my opinion, the only legitimate form of Uber is the one, a new service for scheduled rides, which is properly labeled pre-arrangement. I'm all for competition and advancement, but the TLC should do a request for proposals to see which technology would work best. Uber, Lyft, etc. That's from an attorney, by the way, that sent an email. Okay? So, right now, what I want to do is I want to speak with Anna Krill, is the president of Sharing and Caring. And welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Anna.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Claire in the studio has agreed for me to tell everybody she's a breast cancer survivor. How many years?
23.
And why don't you tell us, when someone gets diagnosed with breast cancer, it's a shock. They go into depression. Sometimes they don't know where to reach out. And tell us about what Sharing and Caring does.
Well, Sharing and Caring is there to help you, to embrace you. And we are survivors. We are survivors of breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And we understand what you're going through. We understand the emotional turmoil, the horrific experience that you're going through. But it's not only you. It's you and your family and everyone who loves you. And we're there to embrace you. We're there to help you. And we're there to walk the walk with you. We not only provide the emotional support that you require, but also we address the practical needs. When you are a working class family, you fall through all the cracks of entitlements. And we're there to help you through it. We understand you may be suffering financially. You may be having insurance issues. And perhaps you're even temporarily uninsured. We understand all of that, and we work right through all those problems. The only concern that anyone diagnosed with cancer should have is to beat that cancer, not to be worrying about the bills, the insurance companies harassing you or denying payments. That should not be your concern, and that's why Sharing and Caring was founded. We're there to pick up all of those other issues to enable you to focus on just recovering and beating this cancer.
If someone wanted to donate to Sharing and Caring, how would they go about doing that?
Well, Dave, that's pretty simple. You could go on our website, which is Sharing, spelt with an E, sharing-caring, caring.org. We have PayPal. We really do welcome everyone to visit our website to see the services that are available to everyone and to call our office, which is 718-777-5766.
One more time for the phone number if you want to donate.
All right, it's 718-777-5766.
You have your annual event coming up next week, and I'm looking forward to attending. It's an honor for me to buy a ticket and to attend the Sharing and Caring annual dinner.
Well, it's an honor to always have you there, and we certainly appreciate your support as well as the support of everyone. Anyone who donates to our organization truly impacts a life. And I want everyone to know that your donations, whether they are, it doesn't matter how small or large they are, they do help to an individual to walk that horrible walk that faces them.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anna Krill, the president of Sharing and Caring. Great organization. If you have breast cancer, don't hide. Don't be depressed. Call Sharing and Caring. They will help you, as they've done for hundreds, if not thousands, of people with breast cancer, women with breast cancer. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Anna. Our next guest, I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, commercial. Well, you know what? Let's just take this real quick. We have, I think it's David Friedman on the phone. He's the operator of the year. The International Taxi and Livery Association is having their annual event in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend, and they've chosen, is it David Friedman? You're on the Taxi Dave show.
Hi, Dave. Good evening. That's me, yes.
Okay. I understand, you know, you work for Carmel in New York City, Carmel Radio, Black Car Base.
Yes, I'm the operation manager of Carmel Car Limousine Service.
And you're a little bit of a hero from what I understand.
Well, I don't know if a hero. We are doing our work, what we need to do for, we are in the city for 35 years. We are a local entity, and we're trying to serve the customers the best that we can.
All right. Well, there was a little issue of a fire on the second floor, and I heard that you helped to notify people and get them out before they were harmed.
Well, yes, we had a fire on February. We had to leave the floor. We actually moved to our temporary location, actually the place where we accept the drivers in Long Island City. And unfortunately, we couldn't move back, so we are still in our emergency location in Long Island City.
Okay, so if there's one, so congratulations on being named Operator of the Year for an international association. And if there's one thing you want to tell all New Yorkers and everybody listening who runs a black car base or who takes cars, what do you want to say to them?
Well, I want to say to them that we're doing the best that we can to give a fair transportation. We have I hear the show the first time today, and I hear all the difficulties that the taxi cars have with Uber. They give hard time not just to Uber, also all the black and community cars with all the hiking of the pricing and everything that they do. And but we are determined to get over these difficulties and to continue to service the city.
David Friedman, community. Congratulations on your honor, and say hello to Avik for me, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Dave.
All right. When we come back, if we have any time left, we'll take a couple of calls, or maybe the three of us, the four of us, we'll just talk about some important issues. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, and we'll be right back.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You're invited to a real killer of a house party at the all-new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York. Scream your way through seven blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The Forest of Fear was voted scariest haunt in the state and one of the nation's must-see haunts. The Forest of Fear, Carnival of the Damned, The Slaughterhouse, Morningwood Cemetery, three classic horror movies, and so much more. Get your tickets tonight at theforestoffear.com. Not for children under 12.
Hereford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All taxi management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland. Okay, Taxi Dave Show is back. We have about 30 seconds. I can read emails, I can take phone calls, but we'll get cut off in the middle. So, John McDonough, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
I was going to read from the Torah there, but we'll put it off to next week.
JFK Mike, thanks for being on the Taxi
Dave
Show.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy Halloween.
Claire, thank you for being on. Thank our special guests. Donate to Sharing and Caring. And I got to go now. Taxi, let's go.
Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. This has been a podcast from WOR.